Hello, dear listener, it's Daniel. Now, before we get to this episode, just want to remind you, me and Core just launched a Patreon. For $7 a month, you can get exclusive content. Now, how do you sign up for said exclusive content? Well, we made it easy. There's a link down in the show notes, or go to patreon.com/litdpod. We'll see you soon. Now, let's get to today's episode. Welcome to Light in the Darkness.
Off-topic episodes are a sub-series within the greater Light in the Darkness podcast, where Daniel and I have an opportunity to stray away from our normal supernatural and paranormal fare. These are our day-in and day-out conversations. The only difference is, this time, we set up the microphones and we're recording it, so you can take a listen.
So consider yourself invited to the digital campfire, if you will. The microphones are on, the coffee's hot, the chairs are still changing, and so are we every day, a little bit for the better.
Yeah, we are changing, and I think today's off-topic is actually a beautiful example of that. However, we'll get to that in a little bit. There's some other changes we want to let you know about.
That is true. We have something called a Patreon now.
Patreon!
Corey, Patreon is awesome.
Yes.
Listeners, Patreon is awesome. It's so that, honestly, you can partner with us with a monthly gift, and we have something for you in return.
We do. Now, dropping tomorrow.
Tomorrow, you say?
Tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, we will be releasing our very first members episode, and this one is a juicy doozy. We cannot wait for you to hear it. When we were praying about, Lord, what would be our very first members episode just for people that are supporting what you're doing in our show, who should we have on?
You know, and we had a really good idea. We thought Vicky Joy Anderson should come on.
No, obviously.
And then we had an even better idea. Dark Waters should also come on.
Wait, also?
Also, round table, everybody.
Round table?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow. Yeah, so look, I guess technically you can sign up, you can always go back, but can you say you were with us from the start? Something to think about.
So you can sign up at Patreon, that's patreon.com/LITDpod, or click the link down in the show notes to join our Patreon channel. Memberships start at just $7 a month. There are a couple other options there to just kind of boost that up because, well, you think that we're doing something that's worthy of being supported. And we sure do appreciate all of our members that sign up, and we will be bringing you more members content in the future.
That's true, guys. This is just the beginning, but my goodness, did we start out with a bang. So join us for this awesome ride. On a side note, say you'd like, oh, I don't know, something really nice to go on the back of your car, your laptop, your water bottle, or I had another idea the other day, Corey. See a bunch of stickers on roof racks on cars. Now, do people actually use these roof racks? Typically, no. But they're a great place to put a sticker.
Especially if you have a more rugged vehicle. That I noticed. Oh, wait. I'm talking about roof racks, not stickers on roof racks. Sorry. I can't imagine like a Kia Soul with a roof rack.
They have them. They're out there.
Oh, dear. They do. If you drive a Kia Soul and you have a roof rack, throw a sticker on it and don't take that as shade.
Absolutely. We would love for you to put our sticker on your roof rack on your Kia. And how do you get one of those stickers? Well, you give us a donation at
LITDpod.com/support or by clicking the support the show link down in the show notes. Give a donation of absolutely any amount. We will send you a sticker in the mail.
And maybe while you're there, you take a look at that Patreon page we were talking about. So, Corey, we're doing something different tonight.
We are.
Yeah, out of the norm, because the Lord's been stirring in us, and, well, he's given us a couple of different directions to go with off topics. But why don't you tell us about, well, what we're going to do tonight?
Well, tonight we are going to be jumping down a brand new endeavor, a brand new way of off-topicking. Today, we are going to be reading excerpts from a book, and we're going to be giving you feedback and kind of digesting it with you. So tonight's topic, the practice of the presence of God. Danny boy,
yes.
I know that this is exciting and this is new.
It is.
So neither of us know how this is going to go.
But here's the thing with us. Well, let me rephrase. Here's the thing with new Daniel and I think new Corey, new as in coming to Christ. Change does not always mean bad. In fact, call me crazy, but I tend to think change a lot of times, especially the God kind of change, is awesome. I think that's what this is.
Almost like when they take the pews out and put chairs in. I know I just crushed part of Daniel's heart.
No, that's just it. I honestly have been in amazing churches with chairs and great things have happened and pews. I'm not diehard. I just try to avoid that topic in general. I have seen fights broke out, my friend. I can hear the comment now. I've never seen anybody run on the back of chairs.
No, I'm telling you, Daniel, when he talks about, God, I'm so excited, I'm going to throw my shoe. It was actually from that particular incident. They talked about bringing the chairs out. Shoes started flying. It was a melee.
It was rough.
But back to the point.
Let's get away from this.
Change can be a good thing.
Correct.
So we're very excited, very, very excited to try this new experiment on you. And if you hate it, don't tell us. If you love it, tell us.
It's true. If you really love this, we would love to see a 5-star review about it. If you hate it, please feel free to send us a personal email.
In private.
Please do not stab us in the heart with a 4-star review.
Oof. So, moving on, we are going to go ahead and pick up in the practice of the presence of God by Brother Lawrence. I am going to throw a link to a PDF to this book down in the show notes. Very excited. This is from practicegodspresence.com, this particular translation. Brother Lawrence was a French monk in the 1600s. Now, he entered a monastery and from there began developing a very deep relationship with God. This book is based on the conversations and letters that were exchanged between him and a friend of his. So we pick up in their very first conversation. The first time I saw Brother Lawrence was upon the 3rd of August, 1666. He told me that God had done in him a singular favor in his conversion at the age of 18. During that winter, upon seeing a tree stripped of its leaves and considering that within a little time the leaves would be renewed, and that after that the flowers and fruit appear, Brother Lawrence received a high view of the providence and power of God, which has never since been effaced from his soul. This view had perfectly set him loose from the world and kindled in him such a love for God that he could not tell whether it had increased in the 40 years that he had lived since.
Cor, I don't find it crazy to think that this guy was able to just see God in nature. Too often I have found myself out and about, whether it be on a hike or a walk or even driving down the road, and sometimes seeing the creation just gives me this new take on the Creator. And it seems like that's obviously what happened to Brother Lawrence in this moment. God spoke to him and it was about, I believe he's saying, you know, renewal, just renewal and seasons of life. And dare I say, there's almost a theme of change.
Oh, yes. And one thing that has always kind of stood out to me when I read this is what my wife and I say every fall. And that's, we notice that in the book of Romans, we see that the invisible attributes of God are made clearly evident in his creation. And just seeing the life cycle that the Lord put in trees around us led our brother Lawrence, to a conversion, to an encounter with the Lord, something as simple as that, something that has been on repeat in a cycle for thousands of years, drew this man who would later impact my life and the life of millions of other Christians into a connection with Jesus Christ.
Come on, Jesus. Shall we continue?
I think we shall.
All right. Brother Lawrence said he had been footman to M. Fubert, the treasurer, and that he was a great awkward fellow who broke everything. He finally decided to enter a monastery, thinking that he would there be made too smart for his awkwardness and the faults he would commit. And so he would sacrifice his life with its pleasures to God. But Brother Lawrence said that God had surprised him because he met with nothing but satisfaction in that state.
Brother Lawrence related that we should establish ourselves in a sense of God's presence by continually conversing with him. It was a shameful thing to quit his conversation to think about trifles and fooleries. We should feed and nourish our souls with high notions of God, which would yield us great joy in being devoted to him. Foolishnesses and trifleries! Oh my gosh! Daniel, how much time do we spend being consumed by trifles and fooleries?
I guess, honestly, whatever the answer is to that question, it's too much. And I think Brother Lawrence started to pick up on that. Because when I think of those things, a few words come to mind: worry, anxiety, fear, stress. And you know what? When the conversation's going on with the Lord constantly, those things don't have time to set in. Shall we continue?
I think so.
He said we ought to quicken and enliven our faith. It was lamentable we had so little. Instead of taking faith for the rule of their conduct, men amused themselves with trivial devotions which changed daily. He said that faith was sufficient to bring us to a high degree of perfection. We ought to give ourselves up to God with regard, both to the things temporal and spiritual, and seek our satisfaction only in the fulfilling of his will. Whether God led us by suffering or by consolation, all would be equal to a soul truly resigned.
Gosh. Now this conversation is getting us started. This is like a foundation of Brother Lawrence's approach to the Lord. Now, you and I, having both read this book in the past, we know how good the waters are going to get.
Yeah, we're just ankle deep right now.
This is like the steps into the shallow end of the pool, and we're just getting our ankles wet, and we're already stepping into such beautiful foundational thoughts of Brother Lawrence's approach to the Lord. I think it's so beautiful. Whether God led us by suffering or by consolation, all would be equal to a soul truly resigned.
That's like a really cool way to say God of hills and valleys, but God nonetheless, keep following him.
Yes. And when we're truly resigned, or truly committed rather, to pursuit of him, pursuit of his face, pursuit of his presence and his love, it makes those hills and valleys, it doesn't make them irrelevant in our fleshly sense.
Yeah.
And it still brings hardship. But ultimately, when we truly pursue him, those things don't matter and they don't shake our faith.
A soul truly resigned.
Shall we continue?
Let's.
He said, we need fidelity in those disruptions, in the ebb and flow of prayer. When God tries our love to him, this was a time for a complete act of resignation, whereof one act alone could greatly promote our spiritual advancement.
He said that as far as the miseries and sins he heard of daily in the world, he was so far from wondering at them that, on the contrary, he was surprised there were not more, considering the malice sinners were capable of. For his part, he prayed for them. But knowing that God could remedy the mischief they did when he pleased, he gave himself no further trouble.
Brother Lauren said to arrive at such a resignation as God requires, we should carefully watch over all the passions that mingle in spiritual as well as temporal things. God would give light concerning those passions to those who truly desire to serve him.
At the end of this first conversation, Brother Lawrence said that if my purpose for the visit was to sincerely discuss how to serve God, I might come to him as often as I pleased and without any fear of being troublesome. If this was not the case, then I ought visit him no more. Whew. This guy, man, like you know I'm going to do it, but just a Yoda figure of his time, you know? A man of little comfort. I mean, closest thing I can think of to living on Dagobah in a swamp is a monastery in France. Like, you tell me how those aren't comparable. And this dude is just seeing right through the trifles and the mess. And he's like, guys, this is what matters. This one-on-one with God. He simplifies it in such a way. I know where the book's going. I'm starting to get a little giddy about it. Like Cor said, we're ankle deep at this point, but the water is wonderful, guys. And this guy's take, his relationship with the Father, and I mean, it is truly a life-changing read.
What one thing that I think is interesting in reading through this passage or through this first conversation is it almost mirrors a way we do our interviews on the podcast. That's something the Lord established with us at the very beginning. Like, we want to get people's story and find out who they are. We don't want to just hear their encounters and the extremities and the sensational moments they've had. We want to know who they are and hear their story. And I think we're getting some of that with Brother Lawrence. He was a footman to a treasurer in France. And then he has this encounter at 18 with the Lord. He sees through creation the invisible attributes of Jesus, and he enters into a relationship with him. He then goes to a monastery where he thinks he's going to be scolded. He is going to be spanked. I don't know what they do to the monks back then for being awkward. Like, he's the kind of guy that's breaking things and stumbling and just tripping over his own feet is the kind of image I get. And instead, he found a life that was peaceable there because he entered into this relationship with the Lord and started prioritizing connection with him above anything else.
Yeah, and just faith in general. Like, I just feel like this is a guy I could have sat down with and had a coffee, and he's going to give it to you straight, no chaser. I just see this was a man truly of faith. That's what mattered to him. He didn't want to waste time on all the trivial pursuits. He wanted to get to the meat and the potatoes of life with the Father. And in this never-ending conversation, gosh, it's taken me back to the first time I read the book.
And I think that in this connection he has with the Lord, I thought it was interesting that he said that as far as the miseries and sins he heard of daily in the world, he was so far from wondering at them that on the contrary, he was surprised there were not more considering the malice sinners were capable of. I think that that is just so incredible that we see the more we draw close to God, we see our own state so clearly. Yeah. We see that without him, what we're capable of, because we forget we were sinners. And it's like seeing the depravity around us, it's not surprising because they don't know him. They don't have that relationship, that inner drawing towards his goodness and his love like we do. So I think it's interesting that we get outraged and we get so angry as believers when we see the newest piece of legislation or the newest act of violence or the whatever it is that is going on in the world around us. It disturbs us so much. But the truth is that without him, we'd be the ones out there acting those things out. And it shouldn't shock us.
It shouldn't. It really shouldn't. But I keep going back to the tree. I just keep going back to the tree, man. New creation, renewal, faith in the Father. Like, there's so much just to take from this first conversation. It's just the beginning, but it's just a reminder, like, with Christ, yeah, right now you might feel like the bear tree. You might. That might be the season of life you're in, but I promise you, God is faithful. And you're going to start to see those little buds of flowers. You're going to start to see those leaves and that spiritual growth. But that's just it. You got to keep getting that spiritual nourishment so you can keep growing as a tree. I tend to always just fawn all over the Creator when I walk around his creation. And I'm so taken aback. And I feel like there's so many people who are going to hear this and just be like, yeah, I feel like I see God all the time when I'm out in his creation. Feel his presence. Just see the attributes, like we were saying earlier, of the Father right there. Right on.
and no tree was ever brought back to life by uprooting itself and abandoning like the natural state. We get so caught up.
Yeah.
And when we get in those valleys, when we get into those moments where it's like we're crying out like, Lord, bring new life. Lord, bring new life. Lord, bring new life. And we don't know how long winter is. Punxsutawney Phil doesn't know how long winter is. we're crying out for new life, and we get tempted to then uproot and pull ourselves out of church, out of relationships, out of connection with the Father, like the source of life itself. We try to uproot ourselves and run. Whereas if we just stay consistent and we stay planted, the season's going to change and life is going to come. Listener, hold on. Don't give up. Having done all things to stand there for.
Because we're talking about what can be seen, but what holds the tree in place is what you can't see. And it's the roots. And different trees have different root systems. Go figure. And healthy trees drop fruit. They drop seeds. Some get carried in the wind for miles. And others drop all around it and form groves and fruit. And I know you think I'm just talking about plants, but I'm not. I'm talking about the spirit realm. So regardless of what your branches look like, it's the roots. And these roots, a great place for them to start growing is by starting that never-ending conversation with the Father and seeing where it goes.
We're just starting to get in to this book that has meant so much to Daniel and I. It has framed our perspective on relationship with the Lord. It has given us both insight into how to pursue Him.
How to even talk to Him on the daily.
There is so much more deeper fruit and treasure to glean from this book. And it's so exciting. We're only at the very beginning. We're like one page in. This might be like a 20-part off-topic series.
22. I just did a quick page count.
We'll see how fast we move through this. But dear listener, we're very excited to do this with you. We're excited that the Lord brought this to us because change isn't always a bad thing.
Correct. And you know what, guys? Go on this walk with us. You might be surprised what you pick up along the way. So, first conversation done. We love you. We're thankful for you. And until next time, take care, y'all.